Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field Report. As most growers have crossed the harvest finish line, you can hear the sigh of relief in their voices as we talk on the phone. One last warning about the harvest. Guys, there's a lot of wet beans stored and on farm bins out there. So let's stay on top of this. They're worth way too much to let get out of quality, and be safe in those bins. In many areas, the post-harvest work is in full swing, from fertilizer to tillage to tiling. Some areas are dry and soil conditions are nice. Other areas, guys are getting stuck trying to work out the ruts that we put in with the combine. Talking with one road commissioner the other day, he said he's getting tired of cleaning up mud off the roads as these tractors move from one field to another. When the dust settles, it'll be interesting to see how much fall anhydrous was applied. In many cases, guys who usually don't apply fall anhydrous have done some due to the worries about price and availability. With all these acres covered with gas, it should take some pressure off the spring liquid market. I've been dealing with several questions about fall tillage. The fields that bring the toughest questions are the ones that the grower wants to plant early beans next spring. Many corn and bean fields here locally were harvested under wet conditions. We have a combination of wheel tracks and or ruts. Talking with a grower the other day who has both tracks and ruts in his field, his plan was to let the fields dry out and chisel them next spring, then level them and plant his beans early. While this sounds like a good plan, the timing is going to be a little tough. When we talk about early planting here, we're talking about the last week in March through the first 3 weeks of April. Getting a field to dry out so you can level it in the spring for early beans can be tricky, much less trying to dry it out so you can chisel it, then level it, and then plant it. Chiseling ruts this fall, even under tougher conditions, and leveling this field up tends to put us in better shape for early bean planting. Many years when it dries enough to do all of this that you want in the spring, it's time to plant corn. And while we like the response we're getting from planting beans early, we cannot miss the window for corn planting. Some of these fields are tracked up from harvest. We're talking about wheel tracks where the lugs are around 3 inches deep. While they may not need a chisel plow, if these fields are set to be no-tilled into corn next spring, the seedbed could be questionable. You have a couple of options. You could run a vertical tool this fall to help with that freezing, thawing, and breaking up of that track. Next spring, if the seedbed is fit, just plant. If not, hit it one more time with a vertical harrow or a row freshener. You could also fall strip through those tracks. And again, if the strip's where you want it to be next spring, plant it. If not, hit it with a row freshener or a harrow before you plant it. Trying to plant corn 1¾ to 2 inches deep in a 3-inch lug track makes for some tough looking corn. One of the pluses of these passes would be that we'd get some of this volunteer corn fired up so we could kill it easier. And yes, just about every field is going to deal with volunteer corn next year due to the amount of harvest loss that we saw, especially here locally. When planting corn, we have time to wait for conditions to get better in the spring. We don't have that luxury when it comes to planting beans early if we want to catch the pre-solstice flowering. So with this past, when you go to plant beans early, you're most likely going to be pushing conditions and waiting for it to dry out to do tillage is usually a tough window. So trying to leave these fields in a ready-to-plant condition so we can rock and roll when the window opens next spring usually fits better. If we can't get there, it might be better to plan to plant those fields at your more normal time. Take your other fields that you don't have these issues in and plant them early. One way to mitigate risk is to plant some beans early and plant some beans at a more normal time. These fields that need work, but you don't think that you're going to get it done this fall due to moisture conditions or whatever, let's make those our normal planting window. Let's give ourselves some time to do that tillage in the spring if we can't get it done this fall. Don't forget your winter burn downs to keep these fields green, especially the non-GMO early planted beans. Let's not fight this mare's tail nightmare out there that we tend to run into. Many fields are greening up with winter annuals already. On the early planted beans, you may want to put some thought to limiting or staying away from the group 14 PPOs. As we've seen, these beans that spend 30 days in the cold soil can get bounced around from the group 14s, especially if you're using Ilevo as your seed treatment. Not a lot of cover crops got out here locally, but as we've been showing you in our trials, running a strip-till bar through the covers is helping on our early planted beans with emergence and slug issues, something to give some thought to. If you're planning on planting beans early, again, we're talking last week in March, first 2-3 weeks in April, be sure you have that conversation with your retailer. Is seed delivery going to be on time? Is it going to be treated and ready to go? Is your herbicide retailer going to have the product, the machines available to do your bean burn down and pre-emerge products, or will they be too busy with the corn acres? Having that conversation now would take a lot of frustration out of the spring for your retailer. This week, we finished up our 5-part series, Beyond the Basics. That'll be up for your viewing for 2 weeks. If you have questions after viewing that, go ahead and email them into the office or call them in. Next week, Thursday, December 9th, we'll be celebrating Kevin's retirement party, Kevin Moorman, from 11 to 1 here at the office. Kevin has been with us 27 years. Man, where does the time go? Kevin's been a huge asset for us here at CropTech. His many years of service are definitely not taken for granted. Kevin and his wife, Jen, plan to do some traveling in their retirement. Kevin has agreed to work for us part-time in his retirement when we need extra help, but he'll come and go on his own timetable. Having him as an employee is a real treasure. December 14th will be our hand harvest day for our Earflex study. We'll need help counting, weighing, shelling, shucking thousands of ears. So if you or any of your wees can help, it would be greatly appreciated. Many hands make for quick work. For CropTech customers, on December 15th, we'll be doing our virtual field day. This will be a redo of our summer field day. Many of you are already registered for it, but if not, you'll need to get registered to get a link to watch it. For non-CropTech customers, our virtual Corn College will be January 4th. Now, those of you that were here in person for the 2-day live event, you are automatically enrolled into the virtual event. Those of you that couldn't make it this summer and want to join us, the virtual event, you can get registered. Just go to our website, croptechinc.com, click on the virtual college tab, and get yourself registered. Registration is strong for this event, and for that we thank you. I'm glad to see a number of our Canadian farmers get registered, as you weren't able to get here this summer. It will be a great event with tape sessions from this summer and yield data added to that from this fall. We'll have live Q&A sessions scattered throughout. It'll be a good day. Soil testing crews continue to clean up the soil testing acres as they trickle in. Don't forget to turn in your yield data so we can prepare for the yield map meetings. One last thing I need some help with, and that is what to use for our corn bean price to figure our ROIs on this year's plot data. Email us a price that you would like to see on our charts for this winter's meeting when we do our ROIs. Not the price you sold for, not the price you wish you sold for. We want the price you would like to us to use, that you'd like to see up there on those PowerPoint slides. Every year we average all the responses, and that's the price we use. This is your chance to participate in what we use. When you ask us this winter in our plot meetings, where did you get that price? Where did that come from? We can say from you guys. If you didn't give us a suggestion, you can't be concerned about the price. To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.